We continue learning Hilchos Ribbis, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Samach Hei, Oy Esif Tezayin. Also, Liknas Tfuah Shara Dabar Bagdomas Mas. One may not buy grain or other commodities by paying up front, V'shiyitin Lo'yos Tfuah L'Achazman, with a stipulation that I pay now and will get the grain later. The Chashin Hashemah Ben Time Tashaka Tfuah, we need to be concerned that maybe the price of this grain, of this commodity, will go up. So the price will be higher when I actually take delivery. So I'm getting more for my money because I paid up front. But at the time I'm purchasing it, the seller has all of the grain available, Shumaycher. Even though he's not delivering it to later, mutter, then that is permissible. If somebody already has this commodity in his possession, then he could sell it for less, as much as he wants. You could always sell something for less than its going price. So now we're learning, as long as the seller has this commodity available, then he could sell it for a discounted price, or he could set it at a price now, and the buyer will take delivery later, when presumably the price will be higher. But this heter only applies el shetzricha ayd malach achsus shtem malachas, if the grain is already usable, or it only needs one or two actions, activities, to make it usable. Nechshev kilu gemura, since the halacha looks at it as if it's already completely available, it's completely processed, the mutter. Ava mechusaris od shalosh malachas, if you need to do three different things still, then it's not considered as if the seller has grain available. And I saw that the Shalosh Tshuvas Yad Yitzchak says, even nowadays, we're doing these different things to finish the processing of the grain is now so complicated because we have machines that do it. It doesn't make a difference as long as there's three activities that are needed, it's not considered available. The Shas Chus Pnei Meivin says that even though we're learning that it's not considered that I could buy grain if it needs so much work to make it usable, that doesn't mean you can't buy futures. If you buy futures on grain, when the grain isn't even planted, that is not the same as this halacha, and that is permissible. But if the price of this commodity has already been set, I could buy according to the current set price, as long as there's already set published price, then I could buy now, even though the seller personally does not have any of that asset available. Even if the price of grain will go up, the buyer didn't gain by giving the money earlier, because that grain was currently available and there's a published price. And therefore, since this sale that took place is completely a permissible transaction, even though when I come to get my tefuah, the price went up, and I, the buyer, had a very good deal. Anyway, it's a license like tefuah, but the person who sold it doesn't want to give me tefuah. We can evaluate how much grain am I owed, determine what is the value of that grain, and he doesn't have to give me grain, he can give me something else, or he can give me cash with the value of the amount of grain that I, the buyer, am entitled to. Sif Yeches, somebody owns merchandise that where we are, it sells for less money, but elsewhere it's more expensive. And somebody else tells him, give me this merchandise, and I'll take it to the place where we can make more money on it. And I'll sell it there. And for the money that I will now get for selling that merchandise, I will have the right to use that money. And then when I come back, I'll give you what I got for that merchandise. After I deduct my expenses, if the responsibility was on the person who took this merchandise, but if the responsibility is on the person who originally owned it, mutter. Besides exchanging the money and letting the buyer use the money till he brings it back, he should also pay the buyer for his work, and then it will make it completely mutter. Sif Yotes. Mutter lahavas l'chaver mei dinrim. I could lend somebody else $100. Shiknem b'schar al yid. We'll go to the fair, to the food fair. He'll buy different merchandise. With shuvim l'beisoy. And when he comes back, yitin l'alav mei v'esrim dinrim ba'adah. The person who I lent the money will give me $120. This is all permissible when the person who lent the money takes this merchandise, takes it home, and the person who gave the money will have the responsibility of this merchandise. What we're accomplishing here is that this is no longer considered a loan. It's considered a partnership. Hoyel makabel of achrayis. Sivchav. Ruven shahoylech lemakom shekane schar bezol. Ruven is going to a place where merchandise is sold less, for less. Yochel shimon laimelo. Shimon can tell Ruven, haveli schar misham. Bring me merchandise from there where you could get it for a better price. Vani eten lecha rach v'kach v'kach. And I'll give you a share of the profit because I will sell this merchandise here at the price that it is sold here, which is higher. Ruvain, the one who's giving the money, has to carry the responsibility. And that's how, again, it looks like a partnership, not like a loan. There's a way that you have to pay more rent. Ketzed, hiskalas a chotzer. If somebody rent to someone else property, v'amalai kaim shech zibay. And before that deal was made, the landlord told the tenant, im titlis ischeres miyad, if you pay the rent immediately, harei lecha besar zuvin l'shana, for $10, you can have it for $10 a year. However, im tishamli b'chol chaydish, if you're only going to pay rent on a monthly basis, you have to pay me $1 a month, so that means it's going to be $12. That's mutter. The halacha says that I, the landlord, am not due the rent. You're not obligated to pay the rent until the end of the year. So therefore, when you're paying me $1 a month, which will total $12. It's not that I'm getting more money because I waited for my money. You weren't obligated to give me the money until the end of each month. So if I said to you, that instead of me getting the rent on a monthly basis, which will equal $12, I'm willing to take $10 up front. So what that means is, I, the lender, I'm giving up $2 that I'm entitled to. I, the landlord, I'm giving up $2 that I'm entitled to in order to get my money quicker. In order that you should pay me quicker, I'm giving you a discount. Zoysmutter. That's permissible. However, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Sivcha Beis, the Dafka Beschiris Karka. Only when we're talking about rental of a property, mutal habris binyan zeh, is this a permissible approach. because it becomes the landlord, it becomes the tenants immediately. Aval laharbis v'schilas poyel also b'nizeh. When it comes to workers and paying them their salary, it isn't the same. Dehainu, shemsech sadim shiasla melach lach zman. If I hire somebody to do work for me, umagdim la'ischar hayoyim, and I pay him up front, kaidim shenichnas l'mlacha, even before he began working. And because of that, b'shvil zeh, yasla yisam melach v'pachas min aroi, he'll charge me less. Zois osur. The kivan, the poil enim mishtav mehashta, the worker is not obligated to me at this point yet. I'm not obligated to him, and he's not obligated to me. He hasn't begun working. So what I'm giving him money now, that money is a loan. Ach, and therefore, if I'm getting benefit because I'm waiting for the money or I'm waiting for the work, that's ribbis. But if the worker begins working immediately and I pay him up front, even though it's going to take him quite a while to finish the job, I could say, well, if you have a price for this job, I'll pay you up front, and for that you will give me a discount. The kimishi ask miyad malacha, since he's going to be working for me, it's havalei schiris. It's like the rent that we spoke about in the previous sif. V'loy avon, it's not a loan. And we're learning now that a discount on money owed is not problem of ribbis.